This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Woodpeckers have a chance to win a series on a Saturday night in Kannapolis, North Carolina. 3-1 lead after a late night comeback on Friday. Tonight they turn to their southpaw, Trey Dombrowski, to try for their fourth win of this road series and a clincher at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the visiting radio booth in Kannapolis, North Carolina. I'm Andrew Chapman, your play-by-play voice, and it is great to be with you once again for some Saturday Night Baseball. Live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, our online radio broadcast is on FanDuelWoodpeckers.com and also on the MILB First Pitch app, which you can download in your App Store or Google Play Store to catch all Woodpeckers games, home and road, online radio. And you can also watch today's broadcast in HD video quality. Get the voice of the Cannonballers, Dan Helody, by subscribing to Bally Live and MILB.TV. If you weren't with us last night, the Woodpeckers pulled off their first true comeback of the regular season. They had gone 0-25 when trailing after seven inning ball games this year, but yesterday they were able to pile on for four runs in the top of the eighth inning. Notably, a Sandro Gaston three-run double with the bases loaded that made it a 6-4 game. Dury Carrasco came in the eighth. He gave up one run, but then closed it out with a scoreless ninth inning, and the Woodpeckers went on to win 6-5. It was the most runs the offense had scored since a 6-5 victory against these Cannonballers in Fayetteville back on May 13th. With rehabber Zach Daniels still in town for this one, the Woodpeckers hoping that they can give Trey Dombrowski a little bit of run support and take their fourth here on the road, trying to win this series before we get to the conclusion tomorrow afternoon on Sunday. Lefty Trey Dombrowski is mentioned on the hill. He is second in the Carolina League entering tonight with 56 total strikeouts. He's 1-4 with a 3.86 ERA, and he'll take on a right-hander for Kannapolis in Tanner McDougal, 0-1 with a 3.32 ERA. Fayetteville also tonight is looking for their 20th win of the season. They come in at 19-29. They're 8.5 games out of first place, currently in fifth in the Carolina League South Division. Kannapolis back to 500 at 24-24. They're the team directly on top of Fayetteville, 5 games in front of the Woodpeckers and 3.5 games out of first place behind Columbia, Myrtle Beach, and Augusta. The Cannonballers have taken their positions on the diamond. The Woodpeckers aligning outside of their dugout, and we are ready for the pregame national anthem. First pitch coming up at 7 o'clock right here from Atrium Health Ballpark. Let's let you listen in to the anthem and baseball coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network from Kannapolis, N.C.
As we honor America with the singing of our national anthem, performed today by Brian Doug. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so bright
Simon. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three. Deep line drive out of the right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history. Peckers baseball is live wherever you are. Tonight we're in Kannapolis, North Carolina for game 5 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Chicago White Sox. The Woodpeckers have had a good road trip. They've won 3 of 4, and tonight they're trying to clinch the series before we get to the Sunday conclusion. Right-hander Tanner McDougal out on the mound. He gets the start tonight for the Cannonballers. A little bit of a rearrange for the Fayetteville rotation. Trey Dombrowski, originally scheduled to pitch tomorrow, is being moved up to today. He's going to start today. Jose Nadal now tomorrow in place of Jose Guedes. That's because today the Astros place Jose Guedes on the injured list, retroactive to June 1st. A couple of injuries this week in the rotation with DeVos and Chirino. So right now Fayetteville trying to scramble, but they get Dombrowski, one of their top starters for this one. Tanner McDougal pitches the first offering of the night, and we are underway on a Saturday evening, 7:01 p.m. tonight, our first pitch time in Kannapolis. And here in K-Town, it is currently sunny and 82 degrees. Zach Cole stays off an outside pitch from McDougal, and it is 1-1. McDougal is 0-1 this year with a 3.32 ERA. This is 8th start of the season. He's pitched 21 and two-thirds innings, given up 8 earned runs, 21 walks, and 30 strikeouts. Cole takes a swing on a 95-mile-per-hour fastball and fouls it into the screen. So it's 1-2. Cole started the series a little cold. He didn't have a hit over his first couple of games, but yesterday broke out of the short slump with a two-hit night, which included a double and a single. Fastball runs up high on him, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on the Woodpeckers' leadoff hitter. Standing on deck is Ricardo Belo, and then Narbe Cruz, the top three for manager Ricky Rivera, John Garcia, the cleanup hitter, and Garrett McGowan is fifth. Here's the pitch, and it's a slider up and outside. 3-2, full count. Dari Lorenzo, who homered yesterday, he DHs tonight, hit sixth, and the bottom three are Sandro Gastón, Leo Stanley Molina, and Frank Perez. Infield playing Cole just about straight up. Here's the pitch. The payoff is down towards his back ankle, and it's 4. So Zach Cole draws a leadoff walk to begin the game. And McDougal will have to go to the stretch and contend with Cole's speed and his 14 stolen bases on the year. Brings up Ricardo Belo, the switch hitter who will stand in the left side. Playing over at second base today, comes in batting .244 with a home run and 11 RBIs. From the first base side of the rubber, a slide step home from McDougal, and he misses down and in. And with a 97-mile-per-hour fastball, and it is 1-0. Fayetteville at 19-29, 11-11 on the road this year. And Kannapolis at 24-24, an even .500 record. Here's the 1-0. Belo takes it on the inner half, and it just missed. Again, a 97-mile-per-hour pitch. 2 balls and no strikes. McDougal, a fifth-round draft pick in 2021 by the White Sox. Sets the belt, pitches, and a fastball splits the middle. 2-1. Ricardo Belo had a multi-hit game on Thursday evening. That was in Game 3 of the series. Yesterday, went 0-3, couple of strikeouts. He did walk and score, though, in the eighth inning on that three-run double from Gastón. Belo takes a changeup below the zone, and it is 3-1. It's See if the Woodpeckers can take some of that clutch hitting late in the game yesterday, turn it into an early rally tonight. Three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Below swings and fouls it onto the roof of Atrium Health Ballpark. And another full count here for Tanner McDougal. As we mentioned, there's about a walk per inning. 21 walks and 21 and two-thirds. He's walked Cole. And now below trying to reach to begin the game. Down to the belt. McDougal looks in. Pitches. Cole breaking for second. A fastball is up high. And another walk issued by McDougal. Another full count goes the way of the Woodpeckers, and Zach Cole, he was hustling the entire way to second, even had a headlong slide. He didn't have his head peeked over his shoulder to see where that payoff pitch ended up. And back-to-back walks. Two on, nobody out in the opening inning, and Narbe Cruz is stepping up to the plate. The Woodpeckers are in the alternate reds. They're 3-0 in those red uniforms this week on the road. The only game they lost, they were in the road gray, so I think they're retiring those for the rest of the trip. Cole dancing off of second. First pitch to Cruz. Knee-high fastball at 97, called strike one. But the Ville in black, white border around the letters across the chest, a black numeral on the back of the uniform, a white detail around the number, black batting helmets, a gray pant, high black socks for Narbe Cruz in the box. Spin and a throw down to second. Cole late getting in, and the tag is dropped in time. They pick off Zach Cole at second base. Kannapolis second baseman Brooks Baldwin broke to the bag at the last second. That was a choreographed move, and the throw was perfect. Low and right to the front corner for McDougal to get rid of Zach Cole. Helping himself out after consecutive walks open the inning. Now a man at first, one away. Narbe Cruz in a nothing and one count. Here's the pitch. It misses low, and it's one ball and one strike. Narbe Cruz is still looking for his first hit this week on the road. He comes in batting .230, three home runs, 17 RBIs, but collectively this week he's gone a combined 0 for 13. And now he swings through a high fastball at 96. One ball and two strikes on the Cuban native, originally from Havana. Cruz against the Cannonballers this year, 7 for 36. Here's the 1-2 offering, and a ground ball pushed to first base, knocked down with the glove. It's shoveled over to McDougal covering the bag, and they'll get Cruz. Might have had a chance at a double play, but it wasn't picked cleanly by the first baseman, Jonaker Betancourt. And after he bobbled it for a moment, only had a chance to get the one at first. So Cruz is retired on a 3-1. Below makes it down to second. And in steps John Garcia, the cleanup hitter and catcher. Quickly around the rest of the diamond for Kannapolis, you have Jordan Sprinkle at short, second baseman Brooks Baldwin. At first is Jonaker Betancourt, and the catcher is Colby Smelly. Third baseman is Mario Camaletti. In the outfield from left to right, Logan Glass, Jacob Burke, and Joanna Bill Lariano. First pitch to Garcia, misses low and outside, and it's 1-0. He has a base hit in all four games of this series, a season-long four-game hit streak now for John. One ball and no strikes. As McDougal goes to the belt, kicks and pitches. And Garcia takes a fastball a little outside, 96, and consistently 96-97 being offered up from Tanner McDougal. In the repertoire, you have the fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup, a four-pitch mix. Below with a good size lead off of second. Here's the pitch to Garcia, and it misses downstairs. I think everybody today has agreed to wear the high socks. And I think there's a little bit of a superstition going on around the Woodpeckers dugout right now. John Garcia has never worn high socks all year, but he's wearing them tonight. I think everybody's got them up. Looking down to the dugout, indeed they do. Somebody's got some sweet stirrups. Pitch is a called strike on the down outside corner. Who is that? I think that's Nick Swanson down there that's wearing the 1970s stirrups. I wonder where he got a pair of those. Three balls and a strike on Garcia. Man at second, no score here in the top of the first. And now the look down that way. Here's the left leg kick, the pitch, and it's up and outside. Third walk of the inning. John Garcia is heading down to first. And if not for that pickoff move down at second, Tanner McDougal would be in a real bind right now, but first and second, two outs, still manageable, force at every base with the pitch count escalating them on him here in the inning. Kannapolis will send the pitching coach Blake Hickman out to have a conversation, and they are already going to get the bullpen activated out in right field. It looks like Kannapolis is going to walk Emerson Talavera out there and have him start warming up, just in case that pitch count gets too high for McDougal in the inning. Garrett McGowan patiently waiting to hit and gives us a chance to detail the Woodpeckers, or rather the Cannonballers fashion tonight. They've got the home whites on, the white uniform top, Cannonballers in blue cursive across the chest, a small red numeral on the front left of the jersey, a blue numeral on the back. Three-tone ball cap, a blue backing, white front, red bill, and the Cannonball logo on the front of the cap, a blue belt with a white pant and a red pinstripe down the side of the pant leg. And it looks like for the Cannonballers, all their guys beside the catcher, Colby Smelly, have the socks down, but Smelly with the high red socks. So here is Garrett McGowan. Had a day off yesterday, well-rested, steps up to the left side, batting just 148 on the season. No home runs, three RBIs. Here's the first pitch his way. And it's a fastball a little inside for ball one. 1-0 on McGowan. Tonight, the 11th game in the head-to-head season series between these two clubs. As the 1-0 coming home is taken inside again at 96. Two balls and no strikes. A couple of weeks ago, when Kannapolis was out in Fayetteville, they took 5 of 6 out at Segra Stadium. Now the Woodpeckers are the team with the advantage on the road. The Woodpeckers 4-6 against Kannapolis over the first 10. Two balls, no strikes. McGowan takes another fastball in. 95-mile-per-hour pitch off of the mark, and you can tell that McDougal is getting frustrated. Just with the body language out there, kind of shaking his head as he receives the throwback from the catcher. Open base down in third. Takes on probably on here for McGowan unless it's perfect. 3-0. Inside a touch, and that is ball four. So McDougal unable to pinpoint the fastball after the meeting on the mound. He issues a four-pitch walk, the fourth walk of the inning. And again, if not for the pickoff, it'd be a 1-0 ball game right now. But the bases are loaded, and Dari Lorenzo, the switch hitter, stepping up to the left side of the plate. For Tanner McDougal, the walks have been an issue, but really never to this degree. Fastball, first pitch to Lorenzo outside, 1-0. He's coming off an outing on the road against Augusta back on May 26th, where he only walked two hitters over four innings. And the pitch outside, 2-0. He also walked two batters in his previous outing, each of his last two. Last time he walked this many was 5 over 2 innings on May 12th. That was on the road against the Woodpeckers. Here's the 2-0, and there's a strike that finds the zone and draws an applause out of this hometown crowd as they try and will him on. It's just one of those deals where as a pitcher you start to aim it, which is probably not the best thing to do, but feel like you're pressing a bit. Now Lorenzo swings, lines it into the screen, and despite the turmoil in this inning and the lack of location, Tanner McDougal is one pitch away from getting back to the dugout scoreless. Right-hander Emerson Talavera has been warming for a while now. This will be the 30th pitch of the inning for the Kannapolis starter. And here's the 2-2. Lorenzo swings and pops it up. Third base side foul territory. Sprinting over up against the railing. Camiletti reaches over and he can't make the play. Just beyond his reach. Mario Camiletti almost went tumbling over that railing, but made probably a wise business decision to stay on the field for that one instead of flipping over the railing. So he'll retreat to his third base position, and McDougal ready to throw another 2-2 pitch. Here it is to Lorenzo, and a swing and a line drive out into center. Late coming forward, but now getting to the spot is Jacob Burke, and the inning is over. Tough inning for McDougal as he throws 31 pitches, but he gets out of it with a zero. The Woodpeckers strand the bases loaded to begin the night, and Kannapolis is coming up to bat when we return to Kannapolis. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh, fresh, man, it be fresh. Yeah, fresh, fresh, man, it be fresh. Fresh, fresh, man, it be fresh. Fresh, fresh, man, it be fresh. Go DJ, that's my DJ.
Just underway in Kannapolis, Woodpeckers had a chance to open it up early. Four walks in that first inning. There was a pickoff of Zach Cole, which ultimately prevented a run from coming home with the walks. And a fly ball to center strands the bases loaded. Now Trey Dombrowski climbs to the top of the hill, gets the start tonight, and delivers strike one to Kannapolis leadoff hitter Jordan Sprinkle. Batted an even 200 on the year. Next pitch down and away at 92, and it is 1-1. Sprinkle, no home runs, 14 RBIs. Number 23 prospect in the White Sox system entering tonight, according to MLB.com. Here's the wind kick and the 1-1 from Trey. Swinging a ground ball, pulled inside of the third base bag, and that'll get all the way down the line. Kareem off the sidewall beyond the bullpen. Jordan Sprinkle hustling around first, gets to second, and he has a leadoff double. Sprinkle just barely tucks it inside of the chalk line and picks up his first extra base hit of this series. And now the Cannonballers quickly in business. For Jordan Sprinkle, that goes down in his fourth hit of the week. He had three singles and now a double to go along with. Here's the left-handed hitter, Mario Camilletti, bringing the rest of the Cannonballers starting lineup here in a moment as Dombrowski pitches and delivers a slider over the middle for strike one. Tim Elko, league home run leader, he's on deck batting third. Jacob Burke, the cleanup man. And Brooks Baldwin, the switch hitter, is fifth. Colby Smelly, the catcher, sixth in his debut. Jonaker Betancourt plays bat seventh, and Joanna Biolariano is eight. Logan Glass rounds it out at ninth for the Cannonballers. Again, 24-24 on the year, led by first-year manager Patrick Leland, who's back in the dugout tonight after a dismissal last night in the eighth inning. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch to Camilletti, and a slider peels a little outside, and it's 2-1. Dombrowski, 1-4 this year, tied for the most losses on the team and in the league. There's three different Woodpeckers pitchers who have four losing decisions. The 2-1, and it's up and in. And a lot of that has honestly been good performances by Trey, where he didn't have a lot of run support. He has a 3.86 ERA. He's second in the Carolina League with 56 strikeouts, and he's only walked 15. He has not walked a left-handed batter all year long. Here's the 3-1 to Camilletti. And it misses high until now. 25 strikeouts, zero walks against left-handed hitters this season for Trey Dombrowski. And not a surprise that Mario Camilletti, the league leader in walks, is the first guy to get aboard on a free pass from Dombrowski. So that puts an end to a very good stretch from Trey. Really just dominated against left-handed hitting this year. But now Tim Elko hits with the first two batters aboard. Sprinkle is at second. Camiletti is at first. Here's the set and the pitch. Elko swings, pops it up, and this will get out of play. Other numbers for Dombrowski, 39 two-thirds innings of work. He's given up 33 hits, 17 earned runs. Six home runs is a little more than you'd like to see. And a 1.18 whip. Elko, a check swing, soft roller up along third. Cruz charges, he gloves, throws to first. It's high and not in time. Tim Elko hustles it out. He begins tonight's game pretty much the same way he started yesterday's, with a slow rolling single up the first baseline. And Tim Elko is making a resume out of the soft contact this week, which is not what we're used to seeing from him, but the Cannonballers have now loaded the bases. Quite an eventful first inning we have tonight. Sprinkle down to third, Camiletti down to second, and Tim Elko is down to first. Jacob Burke is the right-handed hitter in, swings and grounds this one inside of the third base bag. It's all the way down into the bullpen. Two runs are home, Sprinkle and Camiletti. They will stop Elko at third. Jacob Burke attacks the first pitch and drives home two with a double. Canapolis on the board quickly, 2-0 in the bottom of the first. Four straight hitters have reached. A rude greeting for Dombrowski, who's given up two doubles, a single, and a walk. Second and third, still nobody out, and now the switch hitter, Brooks Baldwin, from the right side. Here's the first pitch from Trey. And a fastball misses up and away at 91. Baldwin batting 231, three home runs, and 23 driven in. He's played in every game of this series. Fastball up and outside for ball two. And a correction on that, Baldwin was actually off yesterday. He got the day off yesterday, so tonight he plays in his third game of the week. A fourth make it. Here's the 2-0. And it's a little low on a changeup. Three balls and no strikes. And with some of the injuries that the Woodpeckers have had this week in their pitching staff, Chirinos, DeVos, Gaudez, they're a little short-handed today, so they're hoping that Dombrowski can provide them some length. Here's the 3-0 outside, and that's a four-pitch walk to load up the bases. Baldwin is on. And Zach Wilkins, Fayetteville pitching coach, is going out there to have a meeting on the mound. And the entire infield's going to come on in conference for this one. There were some additions, though, today to the Woodpeckers' bullpen that we may end up seeing tonight, because Fayetteville's trying to stitch together the rotation over the next two games. But right-hander Austin Temple, along with Elvis Garcia, have been added to the bullpen up from the Florida Complex League Astros earlier today. Austin Temple, a name that fans will be familiar with from last year. He went to grad school at Notre Dame before he was signed as a non-drafted free agent by the Astros last year. He had limited outings with the Woodpeckers, but his biggest one was closing out a combined no-hitter in August. So Temple was a part of Woodpeckers' history last year. He returns and will probably debut at some stage this weekend. And then Elvis Garcia, a guy who last pitched with the Woodpeckers when he was just an 18-year-old in 2021, showed some success and now has returned to the Woodpeckers and gets ready to make his 2023 debut as well. Bases loaded, nobody out after the meeting on the mound. Colby Smelly in his first at-bat of the season. Swings and fouls the pitch off the inside of his left foot. 0-1. Colby Smelly, a returner from the 2022 Cannonballers team. There's a fastball down the middle from Trey. A little bit to the outside, rather, and it's strike two. Went to Shelton State Community College and a 13th round pick by the White Sox in 2021. Smelly swings and misses underneath a high fastball. And a little sigh of relief for Dombrowski. Not out of the trouble yet, but he picks up his first out. Smelly strikes out. And with the cannonball, they're still threatening. 2-0 lead. Jonaker Betancourt is the first baseman stepping in. Seventh batter of this first inning to hit. And the pitch is down and in. You look how this inning's going right now, and if the Woodpeckers, you really would have liked to get a run or two when you had the bases loaded in the top of the first. Four walks, but they didn't get a run because of a pickoff, and now Trey's up against it. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and a swing, and wood chips fly. Ground ball to short. Gloved by Molina. Goes to second for one. Below's first is a one-hopper, and dug out by Gastone. It'll end the inning. Great play all around. 6-4-3. Gastone with a dig that ultimately saves a run, and Dombrowski, after allowing the first five batters to reach, gets out of it and allows just the two. Long first inning for both offenses, both pitchers, and it's 2-0 Cannonballers as we go top two on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Sandro Gastone swings at the first pitch of the second inning, pops it up over into third base foul territory. Mario Camilletti hustling over towards the start of the wall, makes the catch on the extended warning track. And a much quicker start for Tanner McDougal, who's back out for the second inning. He walked four but did not allow a run, stranded the bases loaded in the first, and now has himself a quick out. And it brings up Leo Stani Molina. Right-handed hitting shortstop for the Woodpeckers. Takes a fastball for strike one. He'll be followed by Frank Perez. It's the 7-8-9 facing McDougal in this inning. And the pitch home. A swing and a miss on a high fastball at 93. McDougal pulled a little bit back on that fastball after he was gunning 96-97 to start the game. Maybe to sacrifice a little velocity for a little more control. Now a line drive pulled left side beyond short and out of the left field. Leo Stani Molina squares up a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Rips it 106 miles an hour off of the bat. One of his best-struck balls this week on the road. And he'll go down as the first hit of the game after all four base runners in the first reached with the walk. Now it's Frank Perez. And the first pitch to Frank. Slider runs outside. And it's 1-0. Frank Perez is still looking for his first hit of the season since he was called up from the FCL last week. One ball and no strikes as McDougal peers over the left shoulder. Molina a bluff down at first. The pitch is low and inside. 2-0. One of the guys we've not seen in the lineup at all over the last week or so, but is still active, is Luis Perez. As the pitch is called a strike, throw down to second with Molina on the move, is not in time. Leo Stanley Molina gets aggressive, steals second base. And Colby Smelly debuting today behind the plate, so trying to test his arm early. And Leo Molina grabs a bag. Runner at second, one out, 2-0 Cannonballers, and McDougal will step off. He used one of his two disengagements. Perez with a mostly upright stance, the pearl white batting gloves. A look down to second base, Molina leaning back towards the bag. Fastball called, strike two. Placed right on the down outside corner at 95. Two balls and two strikes. McDougal needed 31 pitches to get out of that first inning. This will be his 40th of the game. And he spins a slider low to Perez. Full count, 3-2. Mentioned it though, Luis Perez has been mostly just a bench option. He hasn't been getting any starts. And Frank Perez, since coming up, has gotten a little more playing time than Luis. A spin and a throw down to second base, and Molina caught in a rundown. Baldwin chasing him towards third. He flips over to Camaletti. Now a flip back to the shortstop. Molina tagged out in the baseline. And, yep, he's out. Confirmed by the base umpire. And for the second time, a choreographed pickoff down to second base picks off a Fayetteville runner. Cole was picked off in the first, and now Molina here in the second. That's just a quick spin and a well-timed out effort. Again, it was Baldwin breaking for second base with McDougal. And that has to be one of those internal clock things in your head where you say, all right, 3-2-1, I'm going. The second baseman has to break at the same time, and they caught Molina right in the middle of his secondary lead. And now a fastball in the outside corner, called a strike to Frank Perez, and the inning's over in a blink. Molina picked off second time. McDougal has caught a Fayetteville runner. And he puts up another zero. Scoreless, 2-0 rather. Kannapolis after 1.5 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Trey Dombrowski returns to the mound, and Joanabel Laureano serves a line drive over second and out in right center on the first pitch of the inning. Kannapolis is timing up Dombrowski well today. Already their fourth hit the first time through the order, and now Logan Glass, the nine hitter, stepping up for the first time. The Cannonballers lead 2-0. Two-run double by Jacob Burke with the bases loaded in the first. In that inning, the first five Cannonballers reached base before a strikeout And a double play got Dombrowski out of the inning. He avoided the major damage, the 3-4-5 run inning. Gave up just the two, but now Kannapolis with more base runners. Logan Glass takes ball one. Ahead in the count, the left fielder batting an even 200. Swings and hits a hanging slider out of the left. On a line drive, Zach Cole cuts over into the alleyway, scoops it up, and back-to-back singles. That was just a 79-mile-per-hour slider hung at the top of the zone, and Dombrowski probably fortunate at the end of the day that that pitch is just a single. Two runners on, nobody out. Five hits now for Kannapolis, and Jordan Sprinkle coming up for the second time tonight. Sprinkle got it all started in the first inning with a double. Came around to score the first run of the inning. And sits back, takes a slider right over the middle again. And that was a hittable pitch, but Sprinkle watched it go by. Laureano on second, Glass at first. Here's the right leg kick and the pitch. Sprinkle swings, fouls a fastball straight backwards. And it's nothing and two count. Sprinkle has played in every game of this series. Game five tonight. A returner from 2022, played in 22 games for Kannapolis a summer ago. 0-2 pitch, stays off a high fastball. They appeal, and base umpire Frank Jones says he did not go. 1-2 count on Sprinkle. The UC Santa Barbara product from Southern California, fourth rounder last year. The pitch, up and away. Dombrowski off target with a changeup, and it's 2-2. Two doubles and three singles, making up the five hits for the Ballers. Force at every base if Dombrowski can get something on the ground. Sprinkle stays off another high fastball. And it's full. Three balls and two strikes. The hits were compounded with some walks in that first as well. Camaletti and Baldwin both drawing a walk against Dombrowski. Three balls and two strikes, the payoff. Sprinkle swings, grounds it up the middle, takes an ugly hop on below, knocks it down, steps on second, goes to first, and gets a double play. Great job by below to stick with that ground ball. It took a tough hop on him, but he knocked it down with his left shoulder, almost like a hockey goalie. Scooped it up with the mitt, stomped on second and goes to first. Back-to-back innings with a double play. This one goes 4-3. And despite all the base runners, Trey Dombrowski is working himself out of some tight spots with the help of his defense behind him. Mario Camaletti now, the lefty who walked his first time up, swings under a fastball, and it's nothing and one. Thirty pitches now for Dombrowski as he tries to put up a scoreless second with a man down at third. Left on left. Here's the pitch. It is a strike right on the outside edge. Nothing in two. Made a mention of it when Camaletti drew the walk, but it ended a stretch of zero walks and 25 strikeouts against left-handed batters this year for Dombrowski. Here comes the kick in the 0-2. Camaletti spits on a slider down and outside. And right-handed hitters are actually having a more difficult time hitting Dombrowski. They're batting just a combined 186 compared to left-handers who are hitting 264 off of him. Maybe that's because of more strikes being thrown to left-handed bats. And there's a fastball that misses just upstairs. 2-2. Two outs and a man on third base. We're in the home second. The Cannonballers are on top. 2-0. Dombrowski a strike away from getting to the dugout. 2-2 pitch. Hit on the hand. Slow roller to second. Below charging. Molina cuts in front. Over from short. Throws on the run. It's a short hopper. Gastone cannot dig it. The run scores from third. Laureano is in. And it's 3-0 Kannapolis on a hustle single. Shallow on the infield for Mario Camaletti. Out And it extends the second for Tim Elko. Elko hit a slow rolling single up along the third baseline in the first inning. Faces Dombrowski. First pitch, misses high. The fastball at 90. 1-0. Elko with another base hit can get himself back up to the 300 mark. He's at 297. Swings, grounds this over to third. Cruz waiting on it. He scoops, goes the short way to second. Below receives, and the inning is over on a fielder's choice force out at second. But one more home for the Cannonballers. Infield single drives in Laureano, and it's 3-0 Kannapolis after two innings tonight at Atrium Health Ballpark. You're listening to Woodpeckers Baseball live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the team and stats tab, and click on press box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches. Plus, a listen live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Pine Lake Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 919-679-5000. That's 919-679-5000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Pine Lake Medical Clinic now to qualify. 919-679-5000.
Zach Cole, top of the Woodpeckers order, begins the top of the third. Right-hander Tanner McDougal is back out on the hill after a turbulent first inning where he walked four but didn't give up a run thanks to a pickoff. He's picked off two base runners already. While he hasn't had his pinpoint stuff locating his fastball and issuing some of the walks, he's been pretty deceptive out of the stretch and picking off base runners. Getting out the unconventional way, and now it's Cole in a 1-1 count. Pitch misses low at 95. And it's two balls and a strike. Zach Cole in his first at bat drew the walk, and he was the guy that got picked off at second base. Leo Molina, after a single in the second inning, was picked off at second. Here's the 2-1 home. Cole looks at a fastball on the inside corner, called strike two. Three nothing Kannapolis after they grab another run on an infield single in the bottom of the second inning. 2-2 home. A slider on the outside corner, called a strike, and Cole goes down looking. Cole with a parting word for Tyler Hovick. He thought that pitch was, I guess, a little high. It was right on the border of the zone. And now it's the switch hitter, Ricardo Below. First pitch slider down the middle, strike one. Below also walked. McDougal went in the second without issuing a free pass. And now Below swings and drives a liner opposite field, deep out into left, reaching up over the shoulder and making the catch towards the track is Logan Glass. And a nice defensive play to save an extra base hit. And Ricardo Below with some good contact, but he'll go to 0 for 1 tonight. And now Narbe Cruz. Cruz rolled out to the first baseman. And is 0-for-1, now 0-for-14 in the series. But I think he can take solace in the fact that he's been putting the ball in play. Here's the 1-0 coming. Swinging a line drive over to short, backhanded by Sprinkle right off the top of the dirt. He takes away a base hit, and that's a tough luck. 0-for-15 now for Narbe Cruz. Again, he's putting the ball in play, hitting it well, but hasn't seen the results yet this week. We're going to the bottom of the third. The Cannonballers lead 3-0. Field Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Trey Dombrowski throws his first pitch of the home third, and it's an up and outside fastball to righty Jacob Burke. Kannapolis center fielder drove in a pair with a double in the first inning, got the scoring started, and his Cannonballers on top early 3-0. Woodpeckers have guaranteed a split in this series, but need a win tonight or tomorrow to grab the six-game series road victory. Here's the 1-1 kick and delivery. Ground ball pulled over to third. Cruz scoops it in, guarding the line, throws from behind the bag with a stretch on a high throw. Gaston reels it in, and that is out number one. Burke goes to 1-for-2. A reminder, we're still not going to be back at Segra Stadium for a couple of weeks. The Woodpeckers will be off on Monday after this series and then head to Zebulon, North Carolina, beginning on Tuesday for a six-game series against the Carolina Mudcats. Your next chance to catch the Woodpeckers at home May 13th when they host the Columbia Fireflies, the single-A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Brooks Baldwin takes the first pitch a little low, and it's a ball and no strikes to Baldwin. Trey Dombrowski fires. Slider moves in there for a strike, 1-1. That'll be your first time to see the Fireflies since all the way back in 2021. That was one of the weird scheduling faux pas last season. 1-1 pitch down to the dirt. Baldwin gets ahead. We did not play Columbia at all, home or road, a team in our division all season long. 2-1 coming home, and Baldwin pops it out of play right side. And again, that's an argument I'll continue to make with playing more out-of-division opponents than in-division opponents. I think when it's all said and done this year, Fayetteville will play 69 games against out-of-division opponents and 53, I want to say, against in-division opponents. Brooks Baldwin chases a fastball up and outside on the two-strike pitch, and Trey Dombrowski here in the third inning picks up his second out and second strikeout. Here's the guy who struck out in the first, Colby Smellie. Smelly making his Kannapolis debut for 2023 tonight. He played last year. Takes a strike. Thirteenth round pick from 2021. Checks his swing on a pitch in the dirt. They appeal up the line, and Frank Jones says he went. So a good bailout slider from Dubrowski, and he gets ahead nothing and two. Smelly originally from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Did play a couple of games for High A Winston-Salem a season ago. Here's the 0-2 offering. Down in the dirt, got him to fish again. And it's picked up by Garcia. He drops the tag, but lost the ball in the process. Throws up the first base line, and they can't get Smelly in time. John Garcia picked it out of the dirt. Smelly was slow getting out of the box, so Garcia tried to drop the tag right on his back, but the ball popped out of the mitt, fell to the dirt, and Smelly, noticing it, sprinted up to first, and he barely got in there ahead of the throw. So Trey Dombrowski should have a 1-2-3 inning. Instead, he'll work with a man down at first now. And Jonaker Betancourt swings at a slider down to the dirt. Own one on Betancourt. Wide open right side of the diamond. Below is up the middle. Here's the pitch. And a fastball looked a little high, but called a strike, and it's nothing and two. Dombrowski nearing 50 pitches. This will be number 48 of his evening. Trying to put up his first zero. And he misses outside with a fastball again. One and two. Ballers with two in the first, one more in the second. They lead 3-0. Six hits already for their offense. Just one, though, their second time through the order. The delivery, 1-2. Popped out of play right off of the Atrium Health ballpark sign. Short lead off of first for Colby Smelly. Pitch comes in and strikes out Betancourt swinging. Dombrowski gets him with a down and outside changeup. Pair of strikeouts for Trey. Actually strikes out three and works around the runner after that blunder up the first baseline. And his first scoreless inning carries us into the fourth. The Cannonballers lead 3-0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the fourth inning in Kannapolis. And John Garcia leads it off, Fayetteville cleanup hitter. takes strike one from right-hander Tanner McDougal. And here's the kick and the pitch. It's a breaking ball out in front of the plate for ball one and one. 3-0 Kannapolis. Dombrowski coming off of his first scoreless inning. McDougal certainly had base runners. Four walks in the first, a single in the second. 1-2-3 inning to the third. Now Garcia rips a line drive foul into the picnic area down the left field line. One and two. That was a 108-mile-per-hour foul ball ripped down the line, and Garcia continues to have really good exit velocities all series long. He's in a four-game hitting streak. Drew a walk in the first. Now he takes the fastball a little high for a ball. But Garcia has exit velos this week of 110, 108, 103, and 104. And now a pop fly right side. This will get into the seats. A foul ball to keep it at 2-2. Garcia's average still at 161, but this is the type of turnaround series we've been waiting for, and I'm sure that he's been waiting for as well since he showed some pop in early April to begin the season. 2-2 coming, and Garcia takes strike three right on the outside edge. So that's five in a row retired for McDougal with three strikeouts over that stretch. He's got Perez, Cole, and Garcia. And now the lefty Garrett McGowan steps in and takes the first pitch down and inside, a changeup. As this at-bat begins, the Kannapolis bullpen will activate once more. The pitch home. A swing and a high fly teed into center. Sprinting forward on it, Logan Glass, and he will cut it off in the alleyway for out number two. So quick two outs for McDougal. The way the first inning started, you had the four walks, the bullpen going. You thought that Tanner might not make it out of the first. His pitch count was up near 30. He needed 31 pitches to eventually get out of the inning. But here he is, an out away from completing four scoreless with a 3-0 lead. Dari Lorenzo looks at the first pitch down in the dirt. 0-1 with a fly out to center. Now he swings, and a knuckler is popped out of play off to the third base side. 1-1. Lorenzo clubbed his first Carolina League home run yesterday. A 365-foot shot over the right field wall. That was a milestone home run for him as he rolls one softly past the mound, skipping towards shortstop. It's picked up by Sprinkle, and he throws while his foot is on top of the second base bag to get Lorenzo an 1-2-3 inning. Seven in a row set down now for Tanner McDougal as he finds his stride. We're moving to the home fourth, and the Cannonballers lead 3-0.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. the Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Joanna Bill Laureano, the Kannapolis 8 hitter, leads off the home fourth. He takes the first pitch, fastball down and in. Next one, a changeup low. It's two balls, no strikes on Laureano. Logan Glass on deck, Jordan Sprinkle in the hole, Trey Dombrowski. Pitched a scoreless third, gave up two in the first, one in the second. 3-0 Cannonballers. And there's a changeup and a one-handed follow-through, and the backswing actually clipped Garcia. He's all right, though. 2-1. Laureano singled and scored in the second inning. Takes a changeup on the low inside corner for strike two. Dombrowski has walked two and struck out three over his three innings of work. And the delivery got him swinging. 87-mile-per-hour changeup at the bottom of the zone. And Laureano was even late on the off-speed pitch, but might have been fooled by its drop-off as it arrived at the zone. And pardon me, that's the fifth strikeout for Dombrowski. He got one in the third, but after the ball was dropped up the first baseline by Garcia trying to put a tag on a runner, Colby Smelly ultimately reached base. Now a slow roller trickling up the third baseline. Dombrowski off of the mound, picks up bare hand, spins around and throws to first in time. Trey Dombrowski with a difficult play for a left-handed pitcher to make. Hustles over to third, had to spin around and do a 180, get into his throwing slot, and just beat Logan Glass up the line by half a step. 1-2-3 on the put out for Dombrowski. Two as in Tio, 1-2-3, and Jordan Sprinkle coming up, swings the first pitch, a high fastball, and sends it into the netting for strike one. Sprinkle the double down the left field line in the first, his fourth hit of the series and first for extra bases. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And Sprinkle takes it low. One ball and one strike on Sprinkle. Second baseman shifted towards the middle. He swings and lines one foul onto the right field concourse. So 1-2 on Jordan. Again, the Woodpeckers need a little bit of length out of Trey Dombrowski today. If he could give you five, that'd be a success. Was pushed up a day in the rotation because of some of the injuries they've had. One ball, two strikes. Here's the wind and the delivery, and Sprinkle pops this pitch up back of home and onto the roof. And Trey was also scheduled to be a reliever later in the week, but pushed into the starter role today. Again, Jose Guedes added to the injury list prior to the game. And now a swing and a miss. Change up down and inside. And Trey Dombrowski is starting to find his groove. A 1-2-3 fourth inning. Back-to-back scoreless frames for Dombrowski. And our ball game is going to a fifth inning with the Cannonballers on top at home. 3-0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the team and stats tab, and click on press box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a listen live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Pine Lake Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 919-679-5000. That's 919-679-5000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Pine Lake Medical Clinic now to qualify. 919-679-5000.
Sandro Gastone begins the top of the fifth inning and faces a new Kannapolis right-handed pitcher in Cole Ramage. Ramage takes over for Tanner McDougal after four innings of work. 3-0 the score, and Gastone swings, grounds the ball up along the third base line, and it just gets foul before the bag. So a 2-1 count. Tanner McDougal goes four scoreless innings. He gave up just one hit, and he finished his night on a stretch of retiring seven straight hitters. And today he also struck out two along with his four walks, all of which came in the first inning. That was a nice sign for McDougal after a frustrating first where he walked four, didn't give up a run. He didn't give up a walk the rest of the day. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Gastone swings at a low changeup. And the count to 3-2. Sandro Gastone, Leo Molina, and Frank Perez. It's the 7, 8, and 9 of the order, second time through here. Gastone 0-1. He popped out to third in the second inning. Here's the 3-2 payoff. And Gastone takes it low at ball four. And he is on to lead off the inning. Yesterday's eighth inning hero, Sandro Gastone, gets on for the first time. And brings up Leo Molina. This is the second time that the Woodpeckers have seen Cole Ramage in this series. He actually suffered a loss earlier in the week as he spins a slider down and outside to Leo Molina for ball one. Comes in with a 1-1 record and a 4.66 ERA, his 12th bullpen appearance tonight. Ramage delivers inside, and it's 2-0. Ramage gave up an earned run on a home run. He gave up that solo home run in the seventh inning of the game to Luis Encarnacion on Monday that allowed the Woodpeckers to go on and win 2-1. And that was on Wednesday night, final day of May, game two of the series when Encarnacion homered against him. And Molina moves his back leg out of the way, but that low and in pitch called a strike, 3-1. Middle infield to double play depth for Kannapolis. Gastone does have three stolen bases on the year. He doesn't run often, but he's 3-for-3. Here's the pitch, and Molina takes a slider right at the bottom of the strike zone, calls for time, steps out. It's a full count, 3-2. One of the things you love about Sandro Gastone is sometimes he can just become an electrifying player with his double yesterday, and then he stole third base. So he picks his times to run successfully. Here's the pitch home on the payoff, and Molina fights away a breaking ball. Hits it off the facing of the ballpark, and whoa, big lightning strike just flashed in the air and got a reaction out of the crowd. We've got a rain cell that's pretty close to us right now. I'm surprised they're keeping the players on the field. Not sure how close that was, but wow, now the base umpire Frank Jones is hearing the thunder that followed the lightning. That strike must have been within, I would think, 10 miles of the ballpark, which would require a 30-minute stoppage. And now Tim Siegel, the field manager out here for the Cannonballers, has walked out, and he's showing the umpires the weather radar. And there are some scattered cells around us right now that we're monitoring, and right now the lightning is more of the imminent threat than the rain, and the umpires are pulling the players off of the field. And a lot of the fans are starting to move under the overhangs as well. Right now, again, this is a lightning issue more than a rain issue. There's some scattered rain cells around the area, but after that flash of lightning moments ago, it's a precaution and one you have to take for player safety. So the managers are walking out there with Tim, the field manager, and the two umpires, and they will discuss when we can resume. But by league rule, we have to wait at least 30 minutes until 8:40 at this stage to resume playing due to lightning. And that strike was, according to our radar, right about 10 miles from within the ballpark, right at that threshold. So we're entering a lightning delay. We will, in the meantime, cruise around some of the Astros affiliates tonight and let you listen in on some of those radio broadcasts. So we will find the links to those and bring you an update here on the broadcast as soon as we can regarding the weather situation. They are tarping, though, as well, the mound and plate area, and rolling out the main rain tarp as we're expected to possibly get some rain that follows the lightning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Weird state, North Carolina. It was sunny in 82 at first pitch, and now we're getting ready to tarp things down and button down the hatches as some thunderstorms roll our way. Stay tuned to Woodpecker social media and our broadcast as we'll bring an update on resume time, but again, with lightning, at least a 30-minute delay to this point, which would take us to 8:40, potentially beyond. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning, top of the fifth, excuse me, when we return. And nobody out with a man on first base. The Woodpeckers trailing 3-0. We'll send it around the Astros minor league system, let you listen in on some of those radio broadcasts when we come back here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back inside Atrium Health Ballpark, where we have entered a lightning delay. About 5 minutes ago, there was a strike of lightning here at the ballpark that was within a 10-mile radius of the park, and by minor league rule, and you have to pull the players off the field, and we will be in at least a 30-minute delay that will take us to a bare minimum up until the 8:40 p.m. mark tonight. And the tarp has also been rolled out onto the field. And we presume that some of these lightning strikes have little rain cells and some thunderstorms with them as well. So they will probably get a little bit of weather coming this way as well. But the tarp is on the field to protect the diamond so he can carry on at some stage tonight. We're in the top of the fifth when we do resume. The Woodpeckers trailing 3-0. They had a runner on first base. And that is Sandro Gastone and Leo Molina at the plate. But looking at least a half-hour delay tonight. We're going to try and hook up one of these feeds as well from the Astros minor league system. We're going to try and link you in with the Corpus Christi broadcast, who currently lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 4-1 in the top of the second inning. Corpus Christi on top. The Asheville Tourists tonight, they're trailing big. To the opposing team 11-2 tonight, so we'll stay away from that broadcast, a little bit of a lopsided game, but try and get you to Corpus Christi for that broadcast, and we'll loop you in on that. So stay tuned. We'll step aside for another break here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, a lightning delay in Kannapolis, and we do appreciate your patience tonight.
First round pick out of Memphis in 1981, drafted by the Dodgers. The 2-0 delivery is a strike on the inside corner. In 2018, Bolin became the first Tigers pitcher since 2003 with 100 strikeouts in a single campaign. He fanned 104, 85 innings. 18 of those coming in a complete game win over South Florida as Hamilton fouls it away. Memphis program record and a conference record to boot. His dad, Mark, pitched a perfect game for Memphis against Louisville in 1987. Mark, a 19th round pick of St. Louis in 1989. Played a couple of years in pro ball. Here's the 2-2, and tap foul by Hamilton stays alive here. Spoiling a slider by Bolin, and I believe it struck Quincy's foot. Hamilton saying he's all right to the home plate umpire, Casey James. Quincy sporting powder blue batting or wristbands, I beg your pardon. He's got white gloves. Blue matching the Corpus Christi script on his chest. The pitch by Bolin is lined, and it's over the shortstop McCullough into center field. Here comes Gilbert. He scores easily on the third. Low Profito on the base hit by Quincy Hamilton. A line drive that just eluded the leaping shortstop as the Hooks make it a 5-1 ball game. Tremendous two-strike swing there by Quincy Hamilton with two out, and that's going to knock Bolin out of the ball game as Tommy Shields out of the first base dugout. So Drew Gilbert scoring from second on the base hit by Quincy. And now Lo Profito is at third base. Runners at the corners and two out. Shea Whitcomb will face a left-hander as we take a break with the Hooks in front by four in the second. This is Hooks Baseball. This is a pitching change on News Radio 1360 KKTX.
Come out to Minute Maid Park to enjoy all the action this season. There is something for everyone, including Astros promo item giveaways, Friday night happy hour, and fireworks, Space City Mondays, Kids Run the Bases, and everyone's favorite Dollar Dog Nights. Don't miss out on the fun for everyone. Visit astros.com/promotions to see the full schedule and everything Astros games have to offer.
Catch Hooks Baseball at Whataburger Field Tuesday, June 6th through Sunday the 11th. Bark in the Park returns on June 8th, along with $3 Thursday, offering specials on draft beer and frozen margaritas. Bud Light Friday fireworks kickstart the weekend, in addition to the first 2,000 fans receiving a Hooks beach towel from Driscoll Health Plan. Then on Saturday, June 10th, the first 2,000 at the ballpark by the bay take home a Hooks long sleeve fishing shirt, thanks to the Port of Corpus Christi. Dollar Day and HEB Kids Day close out the homestand in a 105 Sunday matinee. For tickets, visit cchooks.com.
Not Chamberlain, another lefty, Dante Biasi, now on the mound for the Naturals. Shea Whitcomb will hit with two out and runners at the corners. A 5-1 Hooks lead. Hooks batting in the second here in Springdale, Arkansas. Left-hander Biasi to the plate, and Whitcomb a huge swing and a miss. Strike one. Biasi wearing number 38 on that dark blue jersey of the Naturals. Left-hander from the stretch pitching, and Whitcomb swings, fouls it away. He's behind, nothing and two. Biasi, spelling his last name B-I-A-S-I. Takes a walk, back slope of the mound, knocks some mud loose from the grating, from his spikes there on the grating on the back slope of the hill. Now he tosses the baseball aside to get a new one. Wet track here at Arvest Ballpark. And here comes the pitch. It's high out of the crouch. Tresh to catch it. 1-2 to Shea Whitcomb, rolling a ground ball back to the mound in the first inning. Whitcomb, a 7-game hitting streak. He is 5-for-10 with a home run and 5 RBIs in the series. Here he swings and pokes one foul. Back over this way. Over the netting. A Whitcomb homered on Wednesday, part of a 4 RBI day, putting a two-run bomb in the third. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's just a bit inside. Good-looking pitch, a fastball at 92. Now two balls and two strikes. Whitcomb, 12 home runs, 36 RBIs, 45 games. Homers and ribs lead the Astros farm. The pitch is a called third strike and a fastball on the inside edge. Hooks, though, send 8 men to bat. They score 3 runs, RBIs by Stubbs and Hamilton. A 2-run shot by CJ and a 2-out base hit by Quincy. And we played 1 1/2 here at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. It is the Hooks 5 and the Naturals 1.
Sadly, millions of pets are euthanized in America every year because the shelters lack the funding to care for them. We are better than that, my friends. I'm John O'Hurley, and I invite you to make an $11 monthly donation to the Puppy Food Bank. Your $11 donation will allow the Puppy Food Bank to direct ship pet food to Texas rescue shelters. To help save a pet's life, donate $11 today at puppyfoodbank.org, and they'll send you a very special gift. This pet rescue message has been brought to you by Thomas J. Henry.
In this week's Marketers Report, Raja Rajamannar, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer of MasterCard, talks about measurement.
Measuring Sonic and Sonic branding, the principles of measurement are the same, but the parameters that you measure are different. We measured, and what we find is our investment is paying for itself in oodles.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives marketers access to the audiences, trusted influencers, and data you need to grow. If you're a marketer, go to iHeartResults.com.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-572-3344. That's 800-572-3344. 800-572-3344.
Breaking news, always on demand at 1360kktx.com.
Aaron Brown looking for a shutdown frame. His offense giving him two in the first and three in the second. And now here he's pitching in the second against Govern. And Brown missing inside with a fastball, 90 miles an hour. Govern hitting 243, three home runs and 13 RBIs. And the 1-0 pitch is fouled away by Jimmy Govern. One ball, one strike. And the second, Stubbs banging one off the bar in left field. As Brown delivers a big curveball that drops in for a strike. 1-2. As a fifth long ball of 2023 left the bat at 108 miles an hour, traveled 441 feet. Here's a high fly ball to left. Hamilton backing up on it, and Quincy shy of the warning track makes the catch. As Govern flies out, bringing up Tyler Cropley. And the pitch to Cropley is hit in the air into right, shallow. Corona in toward the line. Kennedy, covered in dirt out there, makes the catch. Reaching up a two-handed grab. And there are two outs. Aaron Brown with four consecutive outs. Bringing up Parker Bates. Aaron Brown working out of the windup, and a swing, a line drive to center field. Lo Perfido there, and Joey makes the grab, and a very quick inning by Aaron Brown. One, two, three, four, five, six pitches for Brown in the second as he makes quick work of the Naturals. Five straight outs by the Hooks right-hander as we go to the third. It's the Hooks 5 and the Naturals 1.
The City of Corpus Christi reminds you there are small, everyday ideas we can use to conserve water. Install modernized plumbing, low-flow showerheads, and simply turn off the faucet when not in use. Make smart landscaping choices, limit your watering, and don't water during the hottest part of the day. These simple choices will save water for the community and save money on your utility bill. For more information on how to use water wisely, visit www.corpuschristiwater.com. Do your part. Make every drop count.
Real Texans are genius.
Bud Light salutes you, Mr. Unnecessarily Big Pickup Owner.
Oh, so big.
Some people drive trucks, but you drive a pickup that generates its own gravitational pull.
At 3 million.
Where did you park? Oh, yeah, that spot and most of that spot.
Is that even legal?
Yes, you're brewed in Texas, and so is your Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Texas Edition Bud Light Beer Cans. Anheuser-Busch, Houston, Texas.
Just like Texas, it's a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll. Introducing the all-new Silverado from Chevrolet. With 50 industry first, it's the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. And whether you're at the ranch or at the work site, it's ready to roll up its sleeves and show you how dominant it can be. Plus, now you can get one that's specially built for the Lone Star State. The all-new Silverado Texas Edition. Don't miss out on the ride of your life. See it for yourself at your local Coastal Bend Chevy dealer.
I'm Jose Altuve, and I'm listening to Hoops Baseball on News Radio 1360 KKTX.
Six, seven, eight due for the Hucks here in the third. Left-hander Dante Biazzi still pitching for the Naturals. Biazzi retired Whitcomb to end the second, the only batter he faced there. Stevens swings and fouls it away, strike one. Hucks knocking out Jonathan Bolin from the ballgame. Bolin allowing a couple of home runs, both two-run shots, Loperfido and Stubbs. He allowed a two-out run-scoring single by Quincy Hamilton. The 0-1 pitch, and Biazzi misses high. One ball and one strike. Biazzi appearing for the first time in this series. A series that began on Tuesday. This is Saturday. And Stevens, a high fly ball, right field line, and fading foul. And it lands inside the seating area off the right field corner. Ball and two strikes to Chad. And Biazzi from the stretch delivers, and the pitch is upstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Chad Stevens drafted twice by the Astros, 11th round, 2021. Also, pick of the Padres, 2017, out of high school. He swings and hits it foul as he chases Corona from Kennedy's perch there on the top step, the middle of the Hooks dugout, third base side. Chad Stevens winning a Washington State title while starring at Gig Harbor High School. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it's upstairs. I'd like to congratulate the Cal Allen Wildcats, the softball team, for earning a state title today. As the pitch misses high to Stevens for ball four. So congrats to Teresa Lentz and the Wildcats. Coach Lentz leading Cal Allen to their third trip to the state tournament since 2019. And they got their first state title today, knocking off two-time defending champion Liberty. Runner goes from first. The pitch is off. Away the throw into second base, not in time. Chad Stevens with his seventh steal. And it's ball one to Correa. So nobody out and a man at second base. Cal Allen knocking off Liberty today, 9-7 in Austin. Program's first state title in softball. The pitch upstairs to Correa, and it's 2-0. I saw Cal Allen was down 3-0 after they before they even could come to bat for the first time. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and Correa takes inside. Three balls, no strikes. Alana Almaraz hitting a home run to ignite a four-run fourth inning. And then Mackenzie Mounts with a go-ahead two-run double. As Correa serves one foul, a pop fly that goes out of play. 3-1. Cal Allen Wildcats winning the 4A state title in softball. Cal Allen losing to Angleton in 2019, also lost to Liberty in 2021 before they picked up the hardware this morning as Correa takes a pitch upstairs for ball four. So Biazzi struck out Whitcomb to end the second, but the second and third hitters that he's facing, he's walked them. And now Stubbs up with two on and nobody out. Stubbs launching a long home run to left field in the second, banging one off the bar past the terrace out there. Ball was crushed. And the pitch to Stubbs is up high for ball one. We'll have two baseball teams in the state tournament this week in Austin. The Sinton Pirates battle-tested last night as they were able to beat the Bernie Greyhounds in a best-of-three series. Stubbs swings and he fouls it back. One ball, one strike. Sinton won game one with a seventh-inning rally on Thursday at the Wolf in San Antonio. And then in game two of that series yesterday, they scored three runs in the seventh to tie it up at five. Bernie wound up scoring three more in extras to win game two, but it was all Sinton in game three as the Pirates won 9-0. A pitch for a strike on the inside corner. It's 1-2. But that really was not the story. The story was the fact there were five ejections in game two. A couple of coaches for the Pirates tossed, as well as Sinton's two best players, as the breaking ball here misses upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Both Jaquay Stewart and Blake Mitchell ejected from the ball game in game two, meaning they were not available for game three. Blake Mitchell will be a top 10 pick in the draft in a couple of weeks from now as Stubbs swings and misses. Fooled by a high fastball, just kind of had a tentative hack there. He strikes out. There's one away in the third. Mitchell tossed after apparently throwing his bat up in the air after being walked intentionally in the seventh. But Blake Mitchell, Jaquay Stewart, be back with Sinton as the Pirates advance the state tournament for a third consecutive year, looking to pick up back-to-back state titles. A breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner. Both runners take off, though. Stevens steals third, and Correa dives in headlong into second. And JC hurt his hand there and some pain there around the bag at second base. Hopping up and down. A strike against Nieves, so it's nothing in one. Stevens, his second theft of the inning. Infield in now for the Naturals as Biazzi paints the outside corner with a strike. It's nothing in two. And the Eves is 3 of 21 as a hook this year. And the 0-2 pitch is lined into left center field. That's a base hit. Home is Stevens. Stopping at third is Correa on the knock by Hector Nieves. 0-2 pitch, and Nieves lines it into center. It was a fastball that Nieves turned around. Hook's now in front by 5 at 6-1. And only one out with Correa at third base and Hector at first. Yeah, missed a couple of RBIs now in two games back from extended spring training. Kennedy Corona at bat, and Corona takes a strike, nothing in one. Nieves, just 19 years old, he'll turn 20 in July. A couple of June birthdays to look out for. Adrian Chaidez on the 10th. This pitch upstairs to Corona. One ball, one strike. And Quincy Hamilton turning 25 on June the 12th. Here's the 1-1. And Corona swings a high pop-up into that gray sky. Govern, the third baseman, as he steps into foul ground, makes the catch back of the bag. And so Biazzi with a big out number two with the guy at third base. Now it's going to take a base hit to drive in Correa with Nieves at first. And Gilbert looking to oblige. Gilbert, a wide open stance, left side of the pitch. Breaking ball, and it's popped up foul over our broadcast position. Gilbert, a strikeout and a walk. He has seen now 18 pitches. 19 pitches. No, wait. 7 plus 11. Yeah, 19 pitches. Ground ball to second base. Wilson has it. And he throws to first. And Gilbert retired on just two offerings there. Hopes they'll get another run on the base hit by Hector Niemes, driving in Chad Stevens, who walked, stole second, and then swiped third. And heading to the home half of the third, Hooks 6 and the Naturals 1.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Every song that becomes a hit has three elements that all come together perfectly. Rhythm, melody, and harmony. It reminds us of the way TriClean gasoline from Citgo works in perfect harmony with your engine. TriClean is top-tier gas, which surpasses EPA requirements and meets the performance standards set forth by some of the world's top auto manufacturers. So you can drive with confidence, knowing TriClean is formulated with higher levels of detergent additives to help keep intake valves, systems, and ports cleaner. Citgo. Fueling good.
Attention Hooks fans, 55 and wiser. Treat yourself by joining the Conviva Silver Sluggers and gain entry to 10 Hooks games for just $55. Conviva Silver Sluggers receive a reserve seat at all 10 Tuesday Hooks games, a Silver Sluggers t-shirt, a 20% off purchase at Hook, Line, and Sinker, the official retail store of Hooks Baseball, and enjoy a free fountain drink at each Conviva Silver Sluggers game you attend. Find out more at 361-561-HOOK and cchooks.com.
Hi, this is Ken Schramm, and you're tuned in to Hooks Baseball on News Radio 1360 KKTX.
Tyler Tolbert, Peyton Wilson, Jorge Bonifacio, top third for the Naturals. The winding Aaron Brown to the plate. Ground ball left side, backhanded by Whitcomb. Throws low, but Correa with a stretch and the dig. Nice job by J.C. as Shea really had to hurry that throw thanks to the wheels of Tolbert. And there's one out on one pitch for Brown, who threw six pitches to get three outs in the second. There is Peyton Wilson. Wilson, a switch hitter, batting left-handed. And Brown winds and delivers, and a strike. A fastball paints the inside corner. Stevens playing in, the Hooks third baseman. Whitcomb playing close to second. And Nieves on the right side of the diamond, midway between first and second, as the breaking ball misses low and into Wilson. One ball, one strike. And the 1-1 by Brown, swung on and missed by Wilson. Quincy Hamilton in left, Joey Loperfido in center, and Corona in right. Corona way off the line toward the alley in right center. Loperfido shading toward left center field, and Hamilton straight up and left. Pitch by Brown. Swing and a lunging Wilson chops one to second. Nieves to his right fields it, throws to first, a close play, but they get Wilson. And so Aaron Brown with a couple of ground outs to start the third. Brings up Bonifacio. Aaron Brown, a great guy to have on the mound with this lead. Loves to attack the strike zone. Loves to see the defense work behind him. As Bonifacio cracks one foul, strike one. Bonifacio took 10 pitches, but Brown retired him in the first on a pop-up in front of the plate. Brown from the windup and the 0-1. And that's in for a strike. Fastball at 92. Nothing in two to Bonifacio. Bonifacio 9 home runs and 37 RBIs in 41 ball games. As Brown delivers strike 3, a breaking pitch at the top of the zone there at the letters of Bonifacio. For Brown, his first strikeout. It ends the third, and Aaron Brown now with 8 consecutive outs. On to the fourth inning in Springdale, the Hook 6 and the Naturals 1.
Goodwill is more than a store. When you donate things to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community. For over 70 years, Goodwill Industries of South Texas has provided training and job placement support for people with disabilities or those who have other barriers to employment. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. To find a Goodwill location near you, visit GoodwillSouthTexas.com. Goodwill Industries of South Texas, a proud partner of your Corpus Christi Hooks.
When it's hot, the last thing you want is your home's AC to quit on you. At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, our team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, we'll get you cool and comfortable quickly. Just call 855-1-HOUR or visit 1hourair.com and keep your cool. We've got the best guarantee. We're
always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Independently owned and operated. Licensed in their respective state or county.
South Texas families have a winning team with Driscoll Health Plan. We cover all the bases for STAR Medicaid, CHIP, and STAR Kids members by providing quality care and a long list of value-added services. This includes vision and asthma care, free baby supplies, sports physicals, and much more. We're the local health plan that families know and trust. Driscoll Health Plan, a friend of the family. Visit us at www.driscollhealthplan.com. Restrictions and limitations may apply to value-added services.
This is Brady Ballard, General Manager, Corpus Christi Hooks. You're listening to Hooks Baseball on News Radio 1360 KKTX.
Hooks in front, 6-1. Top four, Joey Loperfido facing Dante Biasi. Back out for his second full frame. He faced one hitter, got a strikeout in the second. As the Hooks sent 8 men to bat, they sent 6 men to hit in the first. Pitch by Biasi, and lefty Ian Loperfido takes a strike. Joey, a 2-run home run in the first, and he worked a 4-pitch walk in the second. Loperfido holds the bat high. Joey is 4 of 11 now in the series, and a breaking ball by Biasi in for a strike, nothing and 2. Hooks in front, 6-1. Loperfido leading off the fourth inning. And the 0-2 pitch from the lefty is up and away. Ball and 2 strikes. Jonathan Bolin roughed up in 1 2/3, allowing 5 runs, 4 coming on home runs. Pitch up and in. Loperfido protecting himself with that swing. He missed for a strikeout. Nasty pitch there by Biasi, who collects his third K. Fifth for the Naturals. And in steps Quincy Hamilton, who has a walk and an RBI single tonight. Biasi delivers a pitch off the plate, a fastball clocked at 91. Bolin allowing 4 hits, the natural starter. But he walked 4, struck out 2, as Hamilton hits that one softly foul. 1-1. Bolin throwing 61 pitches over 1 2/3. He walked 4, and 3 of those walks scored. Hamilton swings and misses. Fastball 93 up and out of the zone. Quincy behind, a ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton stepping out, trying to reset here. And Quincy in his last 6 games is 7 of 21, a double, 2 home runs, both grand slams, and 10 RBIs. Here's the pitch. and a fastball missing off the plate. Two balls and two strikes. That rib in the second, his 30th of the year. Here comes the pitch by Biazzi. Hamilton swings a high fly ball to right. Bonifacio looking up, and this one is out of here. A home run. Quincy Hamilton goes yard for Quincy. His third home run in a span of six games. Two RBIs tonight, giving him 31 on the year in 44 contests. That's the third home run hit by CC today, as they jump in front 7-1. Hamilton with 11 RBIs in his last six games. And the pitch is off the plate to Shea Whitcomb for ball one. Three home runs by the Hooks over the first four frames today. As Biazzi delivers and Whitcomb swings and lines one left center, that's a base hit. Over to pick it up is Tolbert in the alleyway, holding Shea to a single. And so make it an eight-game hitting streak now for Shea Whitcomb. Chad Stevens, the batter. Stevens 0-for-1, a walk and a run scored. This pitch in the dirt, it gets away from Tresh. That allows Whitcomb to go into second base. A wild pitch with one out. Now a man in scoring position. Metrics on the Hamilton home run, 101 off the bat. It traveled 366. That single by Shea Whitcomb was struck at 108 miles an hour, crushed. Here's the pitch by Biazzi, a swing, a high fly ball to left field toward the alleyway, and gone, a home run. Chad Stevens with a big fly. Two home runs for the Hooks here in the fourth inning. Two home runs in a span of three at-bats. And Stevens able to admire that one as that shot went out to left center field. A two-run home run for Stevens, his third long ball. RBIs 13 and 14. Corpus Christi with three here in the fourth. And the Hooks now lead 9-1. 108 and 4-11 on that home run by Stevens. And the pitch is low to Correa for ball one. Four home runs by the Hooks. And the pitch, a curveball that lands in for a strike, now 1-1. How about them Hooks today? Leading by eight runs at 9-1. And Biazzi pitches, and Correa hits one in the air, foul off to the right. Now a ball and two strikes. Sounds like a fan made a great play down there. Double-A home run number three for Chad Stevens. A no-doubt two-run blast to left center. The pitch by Biazzi. Correa swings, hits one in the air left center. On the run is Tolbert, and he makes the grab out there. And so two down in the inning, and the batter is Stubbs. Stevens with three home runs. And those two dingers, they've come in a stretch of 11 games as Stubbs takes a pitch upstairs for bowl one. The homer and Hooks. A strike on the inside corner. 1-1 now the count. Hooks up by 8 at 9-1. They've out-hit the Naturals 8-2. Half their hits, leaving the ballpark. The pitch, breaking ball, drifting into Stubbs. Two balls and a strike. The four home runs already matching their season high. They hit four home runs, scoring 11 times. April the 16th in Amarillo. Swing and a miss by Stubbs, late on a fastball at 91. 2-2 now the count. Bucks have had 5 3-homer days as a club. The 2-2 pitch is inside. And now a full count. Scoring 9 runs. Here's the pitch. And Stubbs takes low and in. They ask for an appeal and palms down from Clay Williams, the first base umpire. So CJ walks. Hooks keep the pressure on here in the fourth. And that's going to be it for Biazzi. The left-hander at 53 pitches is done for the day. So Biazzi exits as the Naturals go to their third pitcher of the evening. All hooks so far. Corpus Christi 2 in the first, 3 in the second, a marker in the third, and 3 more and counting here in the fourth inning. Home runs by Hamilton and Stevens in the frame. Hooks with 2 out now. Stubbs at first base. Another break for a pitching change. We're back with more of Hooks Baseball here on News Radio 1360. KKTX.
Get ready to gear up this season with the latest and greatest Space City apparel. Visit the Astros Team Store Monday through Saturday and discover a universe of options at our new center field location. Whether you're looking for a jersey to sport at the next game or a hat to top off your style, we've got you covered. From accessories to collectibles, we have the gear that will take your fan status to the next level. Our retail store is the ultimate destination for all things Astros. Visit astros.com/teamstore for more information and gear up today.
Hey, Hooks fans, be on the lookout for the Share 2 Care 50-50 raffle presented by Lithia Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Corpus Christi. A single winning ticket will be selected each game, with the winner receiving half of the net raffle proceeds and a Coastal Bend nonprofit organization taking home the other half. Since 2021, Whataburger Field patrons have donated over $137,000 to 15 community programs. Do you know of a Coastal Bend nonprofit that would like to become a beneficiary of the Hooks 50-50 raffle? Let us know by checking out the community section at cchooks.com.
Hector Nieves on the mound, or at the plate, facing the new pitcher Brett DeGus. Right-hander on the mound for the Naturals delivers, and Nieves swings and rolls one to second base, picked up by Wilson. He throws to first to end the fourth inning. Hooks, though, get 3 runs on a pair of homers, Hamilton and Stevens, as they take a commanding lead. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. It's Corpus Christi 9 and Northwest Arkansas 1.
Come out to Minute Maid Park to enjoy all the action this season. There is something for everyone, including Astros promo item giveaways, Friday night happy hour, and fireworks, Space City Mondays, kids run the bases, and everyone's favorite Dollar Dog Nights. Don't miss out on the fun for everyone. Visit astros.com/promotions to see the full schedule and everything Astros games have to offer.
Are you ready to party at the premier entertainment venue in South Texas? Not only is Whataburger Field home of the Corpus Christi Hooks, our ballpark by the bay also plays host to public and private events year-round. From music festivals to weddings, Whataburger Field is the perfect backdrop for functions in Corpus Christi. The ballpark boasts a bevy of turnkey event spaces, including the Citgo Cotton Club, which provides unmatched panoramic views of Whataburger Field, Corpus Christi Bay, and the downtown skyline. Also, check out the Hooks' first-class luxury suites, as well as the Valero Champions Corner, our bar and grill on the third base concourse, and team building is a breeze. Batting practice on a professional baseball diamond, corporate kickball games, and park-wide scavenger hunts are just a few of the ways to party at the Hooks Yard. Make your next event unique and memorable by joining us at Whataburger Field. For more information, call 361-561-HOOK or visit cchooks.com. Again, that's cchooks.com.
Get live audio, video, stats, Hooks game day information, and special Hooks TV features at your source for everything Hooks baseball. cchooks.com.
Aaron Brown facing Luca Tresh, and Tresh gets a breaking pitch for a strike as we start the Naturals' fourth inning. Hooks in front 9-1. The pitch by Brown, a swing and a pop-up. Nieves backing up and called off by Corona coming in. Kennedy makes the grab, calling off the 19-year-old second baseman. Not saying that age came into play there, just worth noting, 19-year-old in Double-A. Here's Morgan McCullough. Also worth noting that Aaron Brown has retired now 9 in a row. As he winds and delivers, and a swing and a foul into the net by McCullough. That lands in the grass in front of the Hooks on deck circle, third base side. Strike one to McCullough. Here's the pitch, and it is upstairs. One ball and one strike. There's a strike taken on the inner half. Now 1-2. McCullough bounced out to Correa, the first baseman in the first. Aaron Brown allowed two hits among the first four hitters, both singles, one an infield hit. Naturals struck for an unearned run right out of the gate. Swing and a miss by McCullough. He strikes out. Fastball by Brown at 93, up in the zone. Aaron Brown, two strikeouts. They've come in a span of three hitters. Here's Jake Means. Aaron Brown, 2-1 on the year. Working quickly from the windup, he fires a strike, a letter-high strike. A tight slider at 87, strike one. That means 1-for-19 in his last six games. Ground ball softly toward third, backhanded by Stevens, and Chad just puts the ball in his back pocket after he ranged far into foul ground to field that ball, and so Means with an infield hit. That snaps a stretch of 10 straight outs by Aaron Brown as Jimmy Govern steps in. Govern flew out to left field in the second. And now time is called. Stubbs asking for time as he runs out. Now Brown just knocking some mud from his spikes in the grading back slope of the hill. As the Hooks use their first mound visit. 1-5. Govern skied to left in the second. And the pitch. Swing and a pop-up. Foul ground. Stubbs tracking it. And he makes the grab on the grass near the plate for out number three. So some weak contact generated by Brown here tonight in the Ozarks as he is through four without allowing an earned run. On to the fifth inning here at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. Hooks 9, the Naturals 1.
Every song that becomes a hit has three elements that all come together perfectly. Rhythm, melody, and harmony. It reminds us of the way TriClean gasoline from Citgo works in perfect harmony with your engine. TriClean is top-tier gas, which surpasses EPA requirements and meets the performance standards set forth by some of the world's top auto manufacturers. So you can drive with confidence, knowing TriClean is formulated with higher levels of detergent additives to help keep intake valves, systems, and ports cleaner. Citgo. Fueling good.
At Southern Tire Mart, we look out for you and your vehicle. Come visit us for America's most trusted brands like Michelin tires and top-of-the-line service. You can depend on Southern Tire Mart and Michelin tires to keep you rolling. Come see us at Southern Tire Mart, 7133 I-37 Corpus Christi, for Michelin tires that will fit your needs and service that cares for you like family.
Gear up like the pros at Hook, Line, and Sinker, official team store of your Corpus Christi Hooks. There you'll find Hooks and Astros merchandise from top brands like Nike, New Era, Columbia, Under Armour, and 47 Brand. Check it all out today at cchooks.com/shop. Fans of the CC Blue Ghosts? We are too. Our lineup of themed apparel also features the Celebrate Whataburger collection and the tasty orange and white threads of Honey Butter Chicken Biscuits. Earn free shipping on orders of $100 or more. Visit cchooks.com/shop today.
Hi, this is Nolan Ryan. You're listening to Hooks Baseball News Radio 1360 KKTX.
Kennedy Corona at bat, and Corona takes a strike on the outside corner. Underway in the fifth inning. Brett DeGust, the third pitcher of the day for the Naturals. And DeGust with the 0-1 is high. One ball, one strike. DeGust, spelling his last name, little D, little E, space, big G, E-U-S. And Corona, with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, watches as he misses as it misses upstairs. 2-1 the count. DeGust out of the stretch, and he pitches off the plate. Now three balls and a strike. DeGust coming in to induce a ground ball from Nieves to end the fourth inning. The Hooks had scored three runs. The pitch inside, ball four, so Corona works a walk. That is the eighth free pass issued by the Naturals already today. Jonathan Bowling allowing five runs in 1 2/3. Dante Biasi going 2+. Drew Gilbert, lefty hitter at the plate. And Gilbert takes low for ball one. Biasi allowing four hits, four runs. Walked three and struck out three. Hamilton and Stevens going deep against him in the last inning. A ground ball to second base. Handled by Wilson, flips to second. The throw into first in time. A double play. Gives the crowd something to cheer about. Two out, and the batter, Loperfido, as Drew's struggles continue. Loperfido, a home run and a walk today. He's 1-for-2. DeGus to the plate. And a fastball at 90 miles an hour up and inside, strike one. DeGus comes set with his glove extended from his body. Holds it out level with his waistband, the pitch, and a breaking ball for a strike on the inside corner. As DeGust jumps ahead of Joey, 0-2. DeGust appearing for the second time in the series as Loperfido swings and misses. I guess I had the count wrong. I had 0-2. Counts 1 and 2. The Gus got the win on Wednesday for the Naturals. The pitch, and it's inside. The Gus was the stopper. He went 1 2/3, allowing 3 hits and 1 run. Shea Whitcomb a single against the Gus, driving into Zenzo, who had doubled off this right-hander. And the pitch is low and into Joey, who has now worked a full count at 3-2. That effort by DeGus on Wednesday snapped the Naturals' losing streak at 9 games. Naturals have lost their last 12 on the road. 3-2 pitch, ground ball right side, scooped up by Wilson. He throws to first, and the out is made, and the Hooks are retired in the fifth. Middle five in Springdale. Hooks 9, the Naturals 1.
Imagine it's a scorcher and your home's AC just quit. Sometimes it's beyond repair and it needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, our comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. Modern AC systems are more energy efficient, which is good news for your energy bill. Just call 855-1-HOUR or visit 1hourair.com. Don't forget, we're
always on time, or you don't pay in time. Always on time.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
At Conviva, they always ask about my grandson.
They make a personalized plan just for you.
People are talking about Conviva Care Centers, and we like what they're saying. Conviva is a primary care practice devoted to helping seniors live and age well. We have more than 5 centers in the Corpus Christi and Coastal Bend areas, so there's probably one near you. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit meetconviva.com or call 361-738-5347. That's 361-738-5347.
The City of Corpus Christi reminds you there are small, everyday ideas we can use to conserve water. Install modernized plumbing, low-flow showerheads, and simply turn off the faucet when not in use. Make smart landscaping choices, limit your watering, and don't water during the hottest part of the day. These simple choices will save water for the community and save money on your utility bill. For more information on how to use water wisely, visit www.corpuschristiwater.com. Do your part. Make every drop count.
Hi, this is Bill Brown, and you're listening to Hooks Baseball on News Radio 1360 KKTX.
Hooks have a new pitcher in Derek West. Right-hander on the mound facing Tyler Cropley. The first pitch by D. West up and inside. We are in the fifth inning. Hooks have a 9-1 lead, and the 1-0 by West is swung on and missed. A fastball at 92. A lot of clouds and rain in Springdale today. Really comfortable weather. Here comes the pitch, and it's up and away. 72 degrees, our first pitch temp. Big clouds have moved away. Light starting to take into effect. Here's the 2-1 by West, and it's off the outside corner. 3 balls and a strike. West relieving Aaron Brown. And the pitch, swing and a miss. 3-2 to Cropley, who skied to right in the second. West wearing number 48. A great jersey of the Hooks. He pitches, swing and a miss. Cropley strikes out 92 on their petrol there by Derek West. Third strikeout for Hooks pitching today. Great job by Aaron Brown. Aaron Brown in 4 innings, scattering 3 hits and 1 unearned run. No walks and 2 strikeouts. Parker Bates, lefty hitter, and Bates takes a strike on the inside corner. Brown throwing 55 pitches, 43 for strikes. Here comes the 0-1, and a ground ball to third. Off the line, Stevens positioned well, and he throws to first base to get Bates. Two away for West. Yeah, ideally, you'd like to see Brown get through five and qualify for the win, but not a priority for the Astros, and you understand it's more about workload, pitch count, results. And no doubt Aaron Brown could have well pitched the fifth inning and qualified, but best route is to sit him down as Tolbert takes a pitch low from West, ball one. West acting as the bridge between Aaron Brown and Julio Robina. Folks will have the southpaw from Cuba try and finish this game. The pitch by West is in the dirt off the plate. Two balls and no strikes. Derek West bothered by an injury this year, appearing for just the third time. This is his second appearance since coming back from that long IL stint. And the 2-0 is hit in the air, right field line, slicing out of play. Strike one to Tolbert. Tolbert has scored the only run for the Naturals so far, reaching on an error in the first. He then bounced out to the shortstop in the third. He's put the ball on the ground twice today. Here comes the 2-1 from West. Swing, fly ball to left field toward the alley. Hamilton in the alleyway, and Quincy makes the grab. It was hit well by Tolbert, but he's out number three. And Derek West, a 1-2-3 fifth inning. And we go to the sixth here in Springdale. Hooks nine, the Naturals one.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Affordable family fun is the name of the game at Whataburger Field. On Tuesdays, Mike Shaw Automotive, 4 for $40, gets you 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, and 4 sodas for just $40. Wednesdays feature a buy one ticket, get one free deal with Whataburger Family Day. $3 Thursdays pour out discounts on ice cold draft beer and frozen margaritas. And Sundays are Dollar Day and HEB Kids Day. That means $1 hot dogs, soda, candy, and prize wheel spins. Don't forget, kids run the bases post game. For the full lineup, visit cchooks.com/promotions.
Catch Hooks Baseball at Whataburger Field Tuesday, June 6th through Sunday, the 11th. Bark in the Park returns on June 8th, along with $3 Thursday, offering specials on draft beer and frozen margaritas. Bud Light Friday fireworks kickstart the weekend, in addition to the first 2,000 fans receiving a Hooks beach towel from Driscoll Health Plan. Then on Saturday, June 10th, the first 2,000 at the ballpark by the bay take home a Hooks long sleeve fishing shirt, thanks to the Port of Corpus Christi. Dollar Day and HEB Kids Day close out the homestand in a 105 Sunday matinee. For tickets, visit cchooks.com.
Hi, I'm Carlos Correa. You're listening to Hooks Baseball on News Radio 1360 KKTX.
Quincy Hamilton leads off the Corpus Christi sixth inning. Brett DeGus, the right-hander, pitching for the Naturals, and Hamilton swings and rips one foul. A long fly ball pulled well foul off the right field foul line. Hamilton bidding for a two-homer day. Hamilton a walk, a single, and a home run in his first three plate appearances. And DeGus delivers, and Hamilton hits it in the air, left field side. Bates a long run, sprinting, sliding, and his spikes got caught in the track. I believe the ball bounced on the warning track and then hopped over that sidewall and onto the berm. And just an ugly end to that slide there by Bates. Hopefully he's all right. And he's walking a bit gingerly, but doesn't look all that concerned out there as he goes back to his position. And so two strikes against Quincy Hamilton. Hamilton, who has three home runs and 11 RBIs in his last six games. And the 0-2 pitch, and Hamilton again fouls it away off to the left. Quincy followed by Shea Whitcomb and Chad Stevens. Hooks with four home runs. Here comes the pitch, and it's low and in. A ball and two strikes. Great pitching today, though, by the Hooks. As Robina gets loose in the bullpen, and Hamilton just gets a piece, fouls it off end of his bat, staying alive at 1-2. Great start by Aaron Brown, who dispatched 11 of the final 12 naturals he faced. And the pitch. And Hamilton again taps it foul. Hanging around at a ball and two strikes. He saw seven pitches in the second, lining an RBI single in the center. His home run to right, it hit off the back of the bullpen in right field, came on a 2-2 pitch from Dante Biasi. Hooks hitting two home runs in a span of three at-bats in the fourth inning. And the pitch, and it's upstairs by DeGus. Fastball clocked at 95. Two balls and two strikes. Hooks lead 9-1 after five, top of the sixth inning. The pitch, and Hamilton pulls it foul on the ground, bouncing inside the Naturals' first base dugout. Still two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. And Hamilton tries to check his swing, but he goes around, says third base umpire Ray Patchen, on a slider in the dirt and toward his feet. For DeGus, a strikeout, his first. The sixth by Naturals pitching. The Naturals, who have walked eight already today. And in step Shea Whitcomb, who sports an eight-game hitting streak. And the offering here is low for ball one to Shea. Now the 1-0 pitch. And Whitcomb swings and misses. One ball and one strike. Hooks nine runs on eight hits, including four home runs. Whitcomb swings, lines one to left. That's a base hit. Now Whitcomb is 2-for-4. His knock in the fourth left his bat at 108 miles an hour. That one struck at 99 mph. Now Chad Stevens, a walk and a two-run home run. East of Double A. Had a great run to close out May. He swings, drives one down the right field line and slicing foul. That one had home run distance. Stevens trying to homer for the second time in as many at-bats. Counts now at 2-1. And 11 games from middle May through the 23rd, Stevens batted .354, a home run and six RBIs. He swings, launches one high in the air to left field, and forget about it. It's gone. Out of the terrace. Chad Stevens, a two-homer day. The fifth home run hit by the Hooks today. And Corpus Christi extends its lead. It's now 11-1 on that rocket off the bat by Chad Stevens. My goodness. Just pulverized that 2-1 pitch. Pulling it over the wall and left. 109 the exit speed. The distance was 411. His two home runs today traveling 822 feet. A pair of two-run shots as Correa takes a strike from DeGus. It's nothing in one. And Correa steps out. I was wondering aloud for the last few days why the ball doesn't travel so well here. You know, we're 3,000 feet above sea level. Well, the Hook's hitting five home runs today as Correa chops it foul, nothing in two. Now Correa behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch. And Correa swings. And how did he get a piece of that ball? A slider a foot off the plate. And somehow Correa put some lumber on it. Stay alive at a ball and two strikes. Hooks 11, the Naturals 1. Here in Springdale, a chopper toward the left side. Backhanded by McCullough, and the shortstop throws to first to get Correa. Nice play by McCullough. Govern tried to crash in to swipe that ball, but it eluded the third baseman. McCullough able to make the play for the second out. And Stubbs takes a strike. 96-mile-an-hour fastball, outer part of the plate. And Stubbs swings and misses behind nothing and two. That's the second multi-homer game in Stevens' career. A ground ball foul, third base side. As Stubbs hangs around it. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's upstairs. Now 1-2 to C.J. Stubbs. Swing, a broken bat roller, softly hit right side. Means picks it up, throws to first, the covering DeGus. Did not get his foot on the bag, apparently. Safe sign from Clay Williams. And DeGus got over there, was feeling for that bag, and tumbled down to the dirt, and he thought he had stepped on the base. That Stubbs should have a base hit. And he does. 11 hits up on the board. Shields, the manager, was tossed by Ray Patchen yesterday. The crew chief is now at third base today. And now Shields is jawing with Clay Williams. And now Shields will use this time to pull the pitcher after the infield hit by Stubbs. on a broken bat ground ball. So two outs, Hector Nieves due up, new pitcher coming in from the natural bullpen. A parade of relievers here for Northwest Arkansas, down by 10 runs. We go to the, well, we'll take a break. We'll come back after this pitching change as we are in the top of the sixth. Two runs in on a Stevens home run and two out and a man at first base. And we're back with more of Hooks Baseball after this on News Radio 1360 KKTX.
Your Houston Astros are ready to rein in the 2023 season. Get your tickets today to see the 2022 World Champions take the field for another exciting season at Minute Maid Park. Single game tickets for the first half games are now available. Come see your Astros provide fun on and off the field. From dollar hot dogs and weekly fireworks to Crawford Box home runs. Come see great matchups all season long. Visit astros.com/tickets for more information and to get your tickets today.
Affordable family fun is the name of the game at Whataburger Field. On Tuesdays, Mike Shaw Automotive, 4 for 40, gets you 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, and 4 sodas for just $40. Wednesdays feature a buy one ticket, get one free deal with Whataburger Family Day. $3 Thursdays pour out discounts on ice cold draft beer and frozen margaritas. And Sundays are Dollar Day and HEB Kids Day. That means $1 hot dogs, soda, candy, and prize wheel spins. Don't forget, kids run the bases post game. For the full lineup, visit cchooks.com/promotions.
Astros go to their bullpen once again. Noah Murdock, 6'8" right-hander on the mound now for Northwest Arkansas.
Now Hector Nieves,
the Hooks' 19-year-old second sacker at the plate. Right-hander Murdock. From the stretch, first base side of the rubber, the pitch to Nieves, a lefty hitter. And it's down for ball one. Stubbs at first base with two out. Hooks have hit 5 home runs, 2 by Chad Stevens. As Nieves fouls it away off to the left. A ball and a strike. And the 1-1. And late swing as Nieves lines it into the net down the left field line, 1-2. Noah Murdock on the mound. The Hooks will face Noah Cameron tomorrow. Left-hander will start for the Naturals. The Hooks will send Spencer Arrighetti to the mound. And the pitch by Murdock is swung on and missed by Nieves. He strikes out on a slow breaking ball by the right-hander. So the Hooks get two more on another home run by Chad Stevens. His second of the day, the fifth by the Hooks. As we go to the sixth inning, or the bottom half of the sixth, I should say, it's all Hooks today. It's Corpus Christi 11. And the Naturals won.
Favor is the easiest way to get the best restaurants in Texas delivered to your door. Life throws enough curveballs at you. Simplify mealtime with the delivery app made by Texans for Texans. From dinner for the whole family to celebratory drinks, the delivery opportunities are endless. Plus, as a part of the HEB family, you know you can trust your order will be delivered fast, fresh, and with a friendly smile. Favor your favorites today at favordelivery.com. Favor and HEB are proud supporters of Hooks Baseball.
Real Texans are genius.
Bud Light salutes you, Miss Just Moved Here from California.
Avocado.
When you moved here, you proved that even people who rag on Texas really love Texas.
No income tax.
Your first rodeo can be summarized in two words: culture and shot.
Whoa!
Yes, you're brewed in Texas, and so is your Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Texas Edition Bud Light Beer Cans. Anheuser-Busch, Houston, Texas.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers,
or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back inside the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, where we join you from Atrium Health Ballpark. And after about an hour stoppage, some lightning and rain in the area, the umpires, the managers, and the staff here in Kannapolis have ultimately decided to suspend our game. They had the players out on the field for a brief moment trying to get a few outs in the top of the fifth inning with Kannapolis leading. Had they gotten those few outs, we could have called this game official. But since we're still in the top of the fifth inning, we will have to suspend this game and resume it tomorrow. We'll pick up tomorrow and then play the final game of the series right thereafter, beginning, we presume, at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Again, we are done tonight. Suspended here in Kannapolis with the Cannonballers leading 3-0 in the top of the fifth, where we will pick up tomorrow. Make sure to stay tuned to Woodpeckers social media for all of the scheduling updates as we close up the series tomorrow afternoon. Andrew Chapman signing off from Kannapolis. Thanks again for your patience tonight, and we'll talk to you again on the air tomorrow. Suspended tonight due to weather in the top of the fifth, where we'll pick up tomorrow on Sunday to conclude the series. Good night, everybody, and have a wonderful rest of your Saturday evening. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.